This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed. Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right. I sincerely hope everybody had a very nice Independence Day. Hope you are all very independent. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. Alas, because of the holidays, I still don't have the audio working. Suffice to say, Ammunition Depot is 27,000 square feet with 50 million rounds on hand. If it's on the website, that means it's in stock. You can order with confidence. Check them out, AmmunitionDepot.com. Well, now, not really. All of you who don't own a rifle, you need to be going and buying a rifle right now, because now the Koreans can detonate an EMP. They're not going to try to bomb us out of existence, because they don't have enough stuff for that. But they are going to try to pop an EMP at some point. Don't kid yourselves. I don't know when it's going to be. I don't know if we can knock it out of the air, even though we can shoot bullets with bullets and everything now with some of this interceptor stuff. But, you know, rifles will work even if the computers don't. Bear that in mind going forward. I knew when they called for a truce, when they said that the political rhetoric need to be toned down, especially by members of Congress, that was all junk. The only one that's toning down their rhetoric right now is probably Ted Nugent. Everybody else knew they weren't going to tone it down. And you had to see that lie coming at you a mile away. Right now we have two separate parties that have deep systemic divisions on how government should be run and the associated issues, free speech, gun rights, health care. So a truce on the rhetoric, well, that wasn't ever going to happen. And just like it didn't happen after Giffords was shot, even as House Majority Whip Steve Scalise fought for his life, the left were more or less saying he deserved it because he had the voting record of a conservative Republican. Then there were a whole bunch of other people who were hoping that he died. And now, as the health care battle is upon us, Democrats are saying that the GOP wants to kill people. And that the GOP health care agenda will lead to thousands of people dying. Which is all false. How's that going to happen? This truce was never going to last long because, well, we're on the verge of another election year. And the Democrats want to try and retake Congress, and this is politics, and that means you win at all costs. And health care tactics work very, very, very well. Now, on the issue of Second Amendment rights, what better characters to fan the flames of nonsense than people on the Hollywood left, like actor Michael Ian Black? He was part of the Kids Down the Hall, Kids in the Hall, whatever they call themselves. And he's done some other work. He's done plenty of other work. He thinks the NRA might be a terrorist organization. He even looked up terrorism in a dictionary. Now, the FBI's definition is probably one you should cite in a debate. And there's no single universally accepted definition of terrorism. Terrorism is defined in the Code of Federal Regulations as the unlawful use of force and violence against persons or property to intimidate or coerce a government, civilian population, or any segment thereof in furtherance of political or social objectives. But according to Michael, terrorism group definition, act of terrorism, terrorism, terrorist act, the calculated use of violence against civilians in order to attain goals that are political or religious or ideological in nature. This is done through intimidation or coercion or instilling fear. So Michael Ian Black, he then took to Twitter, because that's where they all go. He said, to those who say I don't know what I'm talking about, and I freely admit I often don't, dictionary definition of terrorist organization, NRA, question mark. Is the NRA a terrorist organization? I don't know, but I don't think the answer is a definitive no, and that's troubling enough. And that's all because Dana Loesch released a video showing that conservatives will fight liberals on the battlefield of ideals with a clenched fist of truth. A video where she condemned violence used in context of political debate by anyone or any side. And she then showed some leftist violence on there. And it's the left who are engaging in politically motivated violence and rioting and burning stuff and vandalizing college campuses, attacking pro-Trump demonstrators, taking shots at GOP lawmakers as they're at a, you know, baseball practice. You know how you can tell, because not that many people are dying, because if we did it, it would be much worse. There was no call to violence in Lash's video. If you think words that denounce violence is itself a call for violence, well, you know. Go to your doctor and ask if Xanax is right for you, if that's what you're thinking. I don't know. It's that, or you're just too fragile. Too fragile, and you need a safe space in case a triggering occurs. And people have the right to say what they want. It provides for hilarious entertainment. But we don't have to take them seriously. When James Hodgkinson, an avowed leftist, tried to execute a mass assassination, that probably could be construed as an act of terrorism. We may never know for sure, because the FBI decided to screw up the end game by saying this was a totally random act or something or other, right? And the list of names that were found on him was just a constituent call list, right? But we've got to the point where advocating for issues that the left don't like makes you a possible terrorist suspect. And, you know, then Ian Black shows up. People still writing in, but just so many horrible stories. Family members shooting each other, accidents, no guns saving other people. Here he's gone into La La Land with some patently false nonsense. There are scores of stories where a good guy with a gun saved lives, and I mean, you know, I'll have Rob Morse back on Zoom, and we'll just tell you about 15 of them. Two cops that saved Scalise and the other GOP members are another example of gun-saving people. But keep in mind, Capitol Police charged Hodgkinson, who was armed with an SKS, with their service handguns. They were outgunned. And, a side note, concealed carry holders are not only better trained than police, but they also some of the most law-abiding in the country. But keep denigrating people who don't live in L.A. or any big city by suggesting they might be terrorists because they're not on the left. Then Michael Ian Black was kind enough to tweet, "Good night, American patriots. There's one less day we have to live with this. I can't say the word." I'm going to tell you what, leftists, if you keep this stuff up, it's not going to be one less day. It's going to be the next 7 years. The next 7.5. Because you've only been in the 6 months. How is it possible? Well, I'm not going to ask you that. Listen, I'm not one of those. I don't seek a truce. I don't want a truce with these guys. And at the same time, I don't want violence. I mean, we're not going to change your mind. I gave up a long time ago trying to change a leftist mind. Whenever I'm doing something where I'm in the middle of a back and forth with one of them, I'll let them get their points in, and then I go for their neck. For their neck. And you leftists that might be listening out there, I would love for you to tell me why you can tell me what I'm going to do and what I'm not going to do. I would love for you to tell me how I was born having rights to free health care and all these other rights that you guys find out of the air. The difference between a conservative mindset and a leftist mindset is that we are almost like the true earth people. We have natural rights. That's all we believe in is natural rights. The leftists, they make it up as they go. They're riding it as they go. And that's fine. They can ride it. It's all fantasy. It's all fairy tale. It's none of it is grounded. In fact, it's perfectly okay. Second hour, we're going to have Sean Maloney. He's right now at a Friends of the NRA dinner, but we're going to get him on the phone in about 45 minutes. That's coming up next hour. Truce. Sure thing. That's happening. We'll be right back. When we get back, what would happen if the gun grabbers got everything they wanted? This is Lock and Load.
ignite armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon, with name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk. OperationParts.com is well under the most discerning firearm connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Again, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. Now, I can't play the audio for it. I could play it, but you guys wouldn't hear it, which is sort of silly. So let me just tell you, it's 27,000 square feet. And if it shows on the website, that means it's in stock, which is not surprising because they do keep 50 million rounds on hand. Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. Let me ask you a question. What do you think would happen if the gun prohibitionists got what they wanted and they disarmed all of us, all honest citizens in the United States? What would happen if they had their way? They've asked for universal background checks, more gun-free zones. Would that work to stop even a single mass murder? Let's play a little game. Let's call this What Happens When They Get What They Want. Now, the murderer who attacked the Republican congressman in Alexandria bought his weapon legally in Illinois. Illinois is one of the most anti-gun states in the United States. He had a background check before he ever laid a finger on his rifle. He passed more background checks when he bought his rifle and handgun. He filled out all the forms that the anti-gun advocates want filled out. In Illinois, where they want a state permit and a background check to buy ammunition, he passed them. These congressmen and their staff were disarmed because they worked in and traveled through gun-free Washington, D.C. Five of them were injured in the attack, even though the attack lasted approximately 5 minutes. The victims survived because they were extremely lucky and they received prompt medical attention. And because there was two people armed with weapons to shoot this guy, shoot at him back. None of those regulations stopped the murderer because gun laws only stop honest people. Now, is this failure an isolated exception or is it the rule? Let's look at the Pulse nightclub last year in Orlando, Florida. The murderer there passed many state and local background checks. He even had a security clearance by a federal agency, and he passed their background checks as well. Murderer bought his guns legally in Florida and passed those state background checks. Pulse nightclub was a gun-free zone due to the Florida law that requires all bars that serve alcohol to be gun-free zones. You're prohibited from bringing your legally owned gun with you, even if you don't drink. There were also two armed security guards at the outside entrance of the Pulse nightclub. The murderer shot a way through them to enter the nightclub. He murdered unarmed victims for over 3 hours. 58 people were injured, 49 more were killed. Murder was finally stopped when police broke down the wall so that the surviving victims could escape the club. Disarming the victims was supposed to make them safer. Background checks, gun-free zones, failed again. Then there was the mass murder at Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal Church here in Charleston, South Carolina. That racist shot 9 black men and women. He also left one person with non-fatal injuries during his 6 to 7 minute attack. He bought his new handgun legally, and he passed a federal background check. In 2015, when that attack took place, all churches in South Carolina were off limits to legally licensed concealed carriers. There is an exception if the church governing board has granted prior permission to a licensed concealed carrier. The victims were disarmed. The murderer was not. Also in 2015, a Muslim couple attacked their co-workers at a county health department Christmas party in San Bernardino, California. Now, California has very restrictive gun control laws. Some of the most restrictive, all kinds of stuff. All legal gun owners have to pass a firearm safety test. They can only buy one gun a month. State law limits the magazine capacity of firearms owned by civilians. There's a 10-day waiting period after you buy it before you may take possession of it. Then you have to wait 30 days before you can buy another one. Murderers passed their background checks performed by the California Department of Justice. It was run by Kamala Harris at the time. The guns they used in the attack were purchased legally. The husband and wife killed 14 people and wounded 22 others during the attack. It took place at the San Bernardino, California Inland Regional Center. Under California law, complete and total gun-free zone. The victims were disarmed because they work in government offices. They were disarmed because there's a school and daycare facility in the regional center complex. The victims followed those firearm restrictions, and the murderers ignored them. No physical security to stop them from bringing weapons into the buildings, nor were armed security personnel pre-positioned across the campus. Umpqua Community College. The air guy killed his professor and 8 other students near Roseburg, Oregon. 9 other students were also injured. Oregon state law requires a background check before civilians can purchase a handgun, the weapon used by the murderer. The guns used in the murder were purchased legally by the murderer and his family. victims were unarmed. Some of the students at the murder scene were gun owners, but they were not allowed to carry their legally owned firearms onto the campus. Umpqua Community College is a gun-free zone under Oregon law. Even the security guards were unarmed. Do you get the pattern? I could, you know, we could document the same factors involved in the East La Vista murders. We might say that the murder at the Sandy Hook Elementary School in Connecticut was an exception. He did not pass a background check. He murdered his mother, who passed the background checks, and the Connecticut mandatory background check law did not prevent her murder and the murder of 27 other people. And we have more evidence every night from Chicago, Baltimore, Newark, Los Angeles. This is the ongoing failure of gun control. It only seems to goad the anti-rights gun guys to demand more regulation of me and you, the ones that, you know, we're not doing nothing. And the guys who are, they don't follow the law. They don't submit to background checks. Only their victims do. Gun control fails, and I mean spectacularly. And the gun prohibition is to continue to call for more. And their goal is not public safety, but citizen disarmament. They want us disarmed, not the criminals. So who are they helping when they demand more gun laws? By disarming honest citizens, we might have reduced a few preventable gun accidents. That's what they're saying, but what we did was we produced unstoppable mass killer rampages instead. Some of you have been somewhere today where you were in a group of people. Or maybe you were at a party yesterday. Or maybe you've got a party coming up or something. I don't know. Football, baseball, anytime you get together with people. The only time I get together with people, most of the time, is Ravens in the chat room. I like to get together with him. Since I've moved, I don't get to see nobody really that much anymore. But when I get together with people I'm getting together with, we are so armed that if the guy comes in and shows an ugly face, he's liable to die from the weight gain of the rounds hitting him. But I think you get the picture. It's not about your protection. It's about your disarmament. That's what gun control is all about. When we get back, if you have children, are they your children? Or do they belong to the state? This is Lock and Load. Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. CrackandPop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Here we are, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Ammunition Depot. And because I'm having technical difficulties, I can't play that really good ad for you. But I will tell you this. Ammunition Depot is 27,000 square feet with 50 million rounds on hand. If they show it in stock, that means it's on hand. If it's on the website, it's in stock. Check them out. Order with confidence. AmmunitionDepot.com. Let's talk about Charlie Gard, the 10-month-old Briton who's got so many health issues. And he's been sentenced to death against the wishes of his parents, who've raised money, raised their own money for a desperate last hope of life-saving treatment in America. These parents have been fighting in the courts all the way to the European Court of Human Rights to invoke the human tradition of parental authority against the impersonal death cult of progressive paternalism who have successfully condemned their son. Now, one question that has been asked, and it's a very telling one, raised by many, is what would happen should Charlie's parents be granted permission to keep him alive with experimental treatments, only to find their son trapped permanently in a vegetative state? See, in Britain, they have something called the NHS, the National Healthcare System, and they would be on the hook to pay to keep a baby alive indefinitely in such a condition. Short answer is no, because the British government should not be providing health care. They should not be in that business at all. But the question occurs to us, and it seems complicated only if we accept the key premises of the argument for socialized medicine, namely universal health care is a human right, and government is the only proper guarantor through confiscatory taxation and or other coercive means of this universal right of health care. As for premise, health care is not that is not self-administered, is a service that must be provided by other people, and as such cannot be a right, as this would mean other humans are morally and legally obliged to provide that service to me and you. In effect, they become our indentured servants. What would happen in Britain, for example, if no one chose to go to medical school? Would that constitute a violation of the British right to health care if there was nobody there to give it? How can you have a right to the results of other people's career choices? Then there's that, you know, it would mean that other citizens in our community may have the fruits of their labor expropriated to pay for these services on our behalf, which makes them our slaves, after all, you know. A right that, in order to be asserted, requires the coercive use and disposal of the lives and the time and labor of other people is not a right. It's oppression. And it's just oppression with a really nice name. And then as for premise B, since government assuming the role of chief provider or overseeing guarantor of health care makes sense in practice and is legitimized in theory only by presumption of premise A, and since premise A implying indentured servitude and economic slavery has no moral legitimacy at all within the limits of humankind, premise B can be dismissed as inherently illegitimate. And if you take those away, the logical ratchets of the progressivism advance in healthcare with all other arenas, and the question of what would or should happen to a child like Charlie Gard if he were trapped in a vegetative state may now be dealt with in the proper light. So here is an expression of these issues. Question, what if the child lived but was brain dead for the rest of his life? Who would be responsible for the care of that child? The state? Would the parents be able to afford to take care of a catatonic child 24 hours a day, or would it fall on the state? And how much would that cost over the life of that child? Were the parents willing and able to accept that burden without help from the state? This decision was cruel and unfair, but those are the arguments, and that's the long-term care of that child, and as for who will be responsible for paying the bills if the baby should survive in a brain-dead state. First of all, if he were really found to be brain-dead, even after all possible treatments, he still wouldn't live long, and his parents, once that was determined, wouldn't fight to keep him alive with technology beyond that point. A decision that they and not the state should be allowed to make. And second, if the boy survived in a catatonic state requiring ongoing and prohibitively expensive care, then in a just and free world, the parents would be responsible for finding ways to raise that money. They need it through work or charity, and if they should truly be unable to do so, then they might be faced with the most inescapable reality of life in the non-utopian world. And that's, we can't always have what we would like to have. And the world doesn't owe us anything that we would like. So certainly you don't get everything. And that's no one's fault. I'm not a billionaire. And I can't have the billionaire things. I have no right to billionaire things. I'm an adult wishing to live responsibly in a society founded in freedom, equality. I have to accept that I have no right to other people's money or property, even when the consequences of not having them could be sad or tragic. So in any case, no reasonable person is asking for Charlie Gard to be kept alive in perpetuity in a vegetative state. The real issue is who should be making the final decision about his fate, where those decisions are to be made. And apart from the self-refuting brutality of this government bureaucratic calculation about the economic value of life, the only half-sensible argument for the state to have the final authority is that the government-employed doctors know best. And they might, but that is of no consequence to the matter of moral and legal authority. I may think that you read stupid books, but I have no authority to burn your books and force you at gunpoint to read mine. And were the state to appoint me to the position world expert of literature, I would not thereby acquire any greater authority to burn your books. Your mind is yours, whether I like how you use it or not, and whether or not I might have better ideas about how you ought to use it. You may be encouraged to listen to some of these recommendations. You may strongly be advised to take them to heart. But at that point, I can go no further without violating your essential liberty. And likewise with medical professionals, whether they have the stamp of the state-approved expertise or not. All things being equal, an expert does not trump a parent any more than my superior taste in literature might trump another man's freedom of thought. So the central issue here is not whether the hopes of his parents are realistic, but whether a child belongs ultimately in the sense of primary moral and legal guardianship to his parents, to the damn government. And the course of Charlie's story establishes progressive answers loud and clear. The number of people who are naively responding to this all over the internet with, if they want to try a treatment elsewhere, why don't they just do it? This indicates the degree to which the world's intelligent adults have buried their collective heads in the sand regarding the actual meaning and literal implications of socialism. Because under socialism, you don't own yourself. Parents don't have any final say in the fates of their children. The state owns it all and decides all for everyone. Your pants, your underwear, your butt, they own it all. I don't want to hear about the anecdotes of families that left this or that socialist system to pay for treatment elsewhere, as Charlie's parents have the money and they're not being allowed to do it. It shouldn't. You shouldn't have to have the permission of the state to try to save, to do everything you can to save your child. The state has no moral authority to make any such refusal because it has no moral authority to decide the term or limit of the right of self-preservation for the innocent private citizen in the first place. And without that moral authority, the argument for socialized or single-payer health care is dead in the water, and it deserves to be machine-gunned while it's floating there. This is why I will fight socialism until there's nothing left of me to fight. And that means you, leftists. When we get back, does the left bleed? This is Lock and Load.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Coming at you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. Now, Ammunition Depot not only sells ammunition, they have one of the most extensive collections of magazines for your handgun, rifle, whatever it may be, at some of the best prices in the United States today. And if it, just like with the ammunition, shows up on the website, it means that it is in stock. Go check them out, ammunitiondepot.com. I do not remember the last time I threw a punch in anger. It was probably, wow, sometime in the 90s. After I got out of the military, and it was sort of illegal when I was doing it, but I started carrying a gun. Back then, the new people that I worked with, they would come to me and say, "We teach us how to shoot," which, you know, I was not an instructor of that. I never, That was never my thing. I competed for a very short period of time. Competition really didn't interest me because I would compete and I didn't understand the rules or anything. And I'd be told this rig was illegal and this gun was illegal and all this other stuff. And I'm looking at these other guys and they're shooting wherever they wanted. And I just didn't want to do that. I was in the martial arts and then I was in the military. And then I got out of the military, and over the course of X amount of time before I started this gig, I was, you know, I still was very much a Second Amendment advocate. I just didn't have a, I didn't have any sort of a platform to be the Second Amendment advocate, but I had one. You know, I could talk to my friends and everything, and they would ask me for a lot of things, but here's what it boils down to. I am not an aggressive person. I'm not afraid of too much, but I would rather walk away than fight. Do you get that thing about I'd rather switch than fight? I'd rather fight than switch. That's a cigarette commercial. And unlike what you may read or watch, most conservatives like me are not itching for violence. And I don't believe there's any right-wing movement to violently usurp the leftist establishment. We're not going to storm the DMV screaming, "Give me my damn ticket and call my damn number." So I'm not advocating violence against anybody. Yet, it's about time for those of us on the right to take the gloves off And we don't need to continue to try to be better than the left, because we're in a war for the soul of America. Trump is teetering on the precipice of history. He's there because he's a man who will fight. And he used the right words, and the vernacular was correct. He's on the verge of greatness with something that could truly be transformational, unlike that of the counterfeit hero Obama, whose phony dreams and aspirations exposed him as a small man, a mile wide, yet less than an inch deep, totally possessed with delusions of grandeur. Trump is a man whose promise is greater than even the storied accomplishments of, you know, arguably the best commander-in-chief of my lifetime, which I served under him, Ronald Reagan. Reagan gave his life to this nation, and he gave the nation two decades of wealth and prosperity doing it. Trump is very well positioned to give America the gift of this century as another American century. And the things that what's made us great can make us great again. But first we got to win this battle against this progressive dream of turning America into Venezuela West or North or whatever you want to call it. They say Trump is vulgar. That maybe just in the in the way that he presents himself. But there's nothing phony about him. He tells you what he thinks. And he feels without any pretense and without the restraint of political correctness. Barack Obama was a personification of progressive enlightenment and the false idol to the left, and is merely the epitome of pajama boy thought and policy. So if you're standing at a bar on a hot day, who would you rather talk with? Obama. He would be very gracious and tell you how great he is, and he's not going to take his eyes off his own reflection in the mirror behind the bar. Or Donald Trump, who would probably at least ask your opinion and how you were. There's a whole lot of stuff I would do differently than him, but he's not fake like Barry was. He lived. He's built things. He's accomplished things. He has a resume, unlike Obama, who before ascending to the presidency had achievements that up until then wouldn't have qualified him to teach third grade in the New York City public school system. And you know how good that is. And we all know how that turned out. One of the first pictures released from his tenure as president was of him riding a bicycle in a too small helmet and mama jeans. And they were noted in the hagiographic press, and he never wore them again. Because about Barry, it was all about who he pretended to be. And when he looked into the eyes of Americans, all he ever saw was his own reflection. With Trump, we can make fun of his suits and his tan and his hair and his ties. And he doesn't care. He doesn't care. He's his own man. And it's about time we had that in the White House. That's something to be admired. I would rather him look me in the face and tell me which body part I resemble than blow smoke up another body part. And this forced civility, what would it get him? What did it get George H.W. Bush or George W. Bush or John McCain or Mitt Romney? It got him nothing. They were pilloried from pillar to post, and their enemies were never afraid to attack and abuse them for even the slightest of slights, and to be truthful, even in the absence of slights. McCain, you know, he's everybody's friend. Beer friends, he was surprised when all the Democrat friends he thought he had in Congress turned on him, and they treated him like a pariah because he was opposing Obama. Republicans have always played the game with civility, or perhaps they've tempered their reactions because of fear. I don't know. But they're playing checkers while the left plays three-dimensional chess, and the Republicans were always the pawns. So talk about bringing a knife to a gunfight. I mean, we need some Republican Sean Connerys, don't we? So to not fight, to be gentlemen, and to prosecute this battle with decorum and a sense of fairness to the Democrats, that's a surefire way to lose. They're not going to play that game. They will go after friends and family and anyone ever known or loved simply to kill that person politically in an apoplectic frenzy, froth and spittle dripping from their blood-soaked jaws as they stand above the prone carcass and explain how his death was his own fault. Now, this isn't brain surgery. Have you looked at media? The left is against anyone or anything that does not say to them, "Yes, sir, anything you want, sir." There is no compromise. They will destroy opponents to their worldview without any remorse or conscience. And so Alas, it is time to get your hands dirty with the blood of our enemies and the enemies of this nation. And for those of you who may be squeamish, that's another metaphor. But why is it anything a conservative says is a call to violence when actual violence prosecuted by the left is not really violence at all? Why is it that the left can beat people and burn things and riot with impunity, yet if we bring this up, we're calling for violence? In the scheme of things, we're still a very new country, but we weren't born yesterday, and a lot of us see this false narrative, and that's why Trump was elected president. Victor Davis Hanson said half the country sees not so much Democrats or progressives, but rather a bankrupt class whose venom for others is used to excuse their own exemptions from the ramifications of their own ideology. We on the right are America, and we need to stand up and fight to ensure this country remains freedom's safest place. And Donald Trump is with us. We're not alone. We have the man. So, I'm in this. Where do you want to be? We don't have to play their game. This is for all the marbles, and playing their game means they're going to win by default. So, the gloves come off. I didn't give my youth to this country to watch it go down in a shambles while I'm still alive. No, I don't think so. Coming up next, hour number two with Sean Maloney, Second Call Defense CEO and founder. Find out what he's got going on today. Just because it's fun to do that, and because we are truly the best there is. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design, this is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.